Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Madeline in Rhode Island is dressing up her kitchen. What can we do for you?
Hi. I want to change my kitchen and give it a quick fix by changing the color scheme, you know, repainting cabinets and changing out the hardware and stuff. I'm really limited by the color of my countertop,
okay.
Which I believe is from Mike, or I don't know what the real brand name of it is, but it's a laminate. I'd like to change the color of it. And my question is, can it be painted? People tell me it can be, but what is the proper procedure as far as, you know, roughing it up, I suppose, it would need? And
well, there's a couple products on the market that are made specifically to be countertop paints, perfect for a laminate countertop situation. Sanding it, I would definitely make sure first that I clean the countertop very, very well, because sanding it, you don't want to be too aggressive with, because some of that sort of scuffing that you might do will show through through in the painting process. Rust-Oleum has a countertop paint, and they call it simply the Rust-Oleum countertop coating, and it comes in a quart size. It's less than $20 a quart. It comes in, I want to say, 20 different color choices, so you can go from, you know, buttery yellows to ones that are more earthy, taupey grays, ones that even look like concrete. It works really well. We used it on an episode of $100 Makeover because it was right in our price point. It does take 3 days to cure. So once you get it on there, you want to make sure that you don't touch it, clean it, put anything down on it. Just really let it do its work. And that works really well. Tom and I also know of a company called Gianni. They make a granite paint. And that takes a little bit more skill in the application, because you're doing, you know, a base coat, and then you're sort of putting on the veining, if you will, by brushing on, you know, in an artful way, a different type of coating on it. So that can create a granite look. It's available in sort of like a black tone and a creamy tone. I prefer, when I'm painting my countertops, unless I'm really skilled at faux finishing, to sort of just go with something more simple, because it's kind of, you know.
Yeah, I've never done anything like this before, so you know, I probably ought to stay with the basic solid color.
Mm-hmm. And Rust-Oleum, I would go to their website, which is rustoleum.com, just because to search it out, the countertop paint is kind of new, so it's not available everywhere. So you might want to start with the website just to see who might have it in your area.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.